Safety Nate Allen leads the way in stock up, the third-year safety playing at a Pro Bowl level. A good game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, making plays in the backfield and also in the end zone in coverage. Good job for Nate Allen and that deep Eagles secondary. Very physical play from Allen, who has stepped up now that he's healthy after that patellar tendon injury 2 seasons ago. Also, the stock up goes to fullback Stanley Havili, coming on strong in his first year on the field. One rushing attempt against the Steelers. He's also developed into an outstanding lead blocker for running back LeSean McCoy in the red zone defense, limiting the Steelers to 1 touchdown on 4 attempts inside the 20-yard line. Good performance through 5 games for Juan Castillo's red zone D. Stock even, LeSean McCoy, some tough running inside on the Eagles' final offensive possession, converting 2 4th-and-1 plays against a Steelers defense that was very aggressive, intent on stopping number 25. McCoy still carved his way to a decent day on the ground, also catching a screen pass from quarterback Michael Vick and making the trademark moves in the open field and scoring a touchdown to get the Eagles on the board. The special teams remain even. Alex Henry, a good job on his extra points and kickoffs. Punter Matt McBryer, an up-and-down day. The return team still struggling, looking for that big return to break out. The stock down. Ball security, again an issue for quarterback Michael Vick. 2 more fumbles. Deshaun Jackson, a fumble that he recovered, losing some yardage on the play. And certainly the one that really hurt the Eagles early in the game, one that they never got back, Michael Vick fumbling on the goal line. Eagles had a chance to take the early lead. Instead, the Steelers gained momentum. Third down defense, a struggle for the Eagles. The Steelers converting 6 of 14 on third down, including the big one. 3rd and 12 in the fourth quarter, the drive that led to the eventual winning points for the Steelers. And on the road, the Eagles now 1-2. They've been outscored 59-37 in those 3 games.